Father, we thank you today for all that you have already done here and for the things that you are about to do. I give myself to you, dear God, as your vessel, and I pray that you would anoint me in sharing your word here with your wisdom, for what you would have done, what you would have said. May it all be to your glory and to your honor, and may every ear and every heart be open to receive what you have for us here today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll open your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. For anyone that may not know, that's the first book of the Bible, and the first chapter. Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. It says, in the beginning. The beginning is the start of something. And it's usually the start of something new. It says, in the beginning, God. Now, God already was before the beginning, because God is the one that began the beginning. Okay? So in the beginning, God created. To create, again, means to start something new. He created the heavens and the earth. And it's interesting, in that he created the heavens, all the stars, all those that are there, if you look out somewhere where you're outside of the city and there are no other lights around, you see billions of stars. God knows each one of them by name.
Hallelujah.
He created them and he named them and he knows them.
Yes.
And it said, and the earth. But it's interesting how he singled the earth out from among all the stars that are there. And even in our solar system, you have Jupiter, which is a great sized planet. He didn't mention Jupiter. You have Saturn, which is a planet that has rings around, colored rings around it. He didn't even mention Saturn, but he said the earth. He mentioned the earth. Okay? So God had a purpose for creating the earth. And then after he created the earth and all the other things, the plants, the animals, then he said something interesting there in verse 26 of that chapter. It says, then God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Now, we got to understand on that. He said, in our image, that means let us make man to be something like us. He didn't say make man to be exactly as we are, but let us make man in our image and likeness. And let them, we're going to give them charge over all this that we have created here on the earth. And after God had done that, he made a garden and made trees that bore fruit, and he told man, now, you can eat of the fruit of all of these trees and all these plants that bear seed. That's your food. So, but I have one tree that's in the middle of the garden. He said, don't eat from that one. Because if you eat the fruit from that one, you're going to die. So this was the Father giving just one order to his son. Don't eat from that tree. Okay? And then after the man had been there, naming animals and all, I don't know for how long, but God said one day, you know, It's not good for the man to be alone. Well, I guess God would know that, for because how long had he been alone? He created man, and it seems like he created man, if he created man in his likeness, he created man to be company to him. But he said it's still not good for man to have someone on his own level, because God was on a much higher level still than man, still is. So he said man needs someone though on his level. So he created also a woman to be there with the man. So from there, just looking at the whole purpose of it, it seems to me, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I could be wrong. But the whole purpose of this was that God wanted a family.
Amen. All right now.
There were angels there, but they were not really in the image of God. God wanted a family of beings that were in his image. And so he created the man and the woman, and he knew, though, that there's going to come a day that there's going to be a problem. Because, see, the thing with God, God knows the end from the beginning. When he first made man, he knew that man was going to sin. Mm-hmm. And the son part of the Godhead had already volunteered that when he does, because, you know, in this conference, as it were, between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it was declared, now, when he does, somebody is going to have to pay the price. Somebody is going to have to suffer, because when he does, he's going to have to die. And that death being eternal separation from God. And so, Jesus, before what we call time began, had already offered himself, that when he does, I will pay the price. So this was not something that after man sinned, God, oh gosh, what are we going to do? And you think about it. When you do something and you know ahead of time that it's going to mess up, most of us probably wouldn't do it if we know it's going to mess up. But God wanted a family, and he did that. And he wanted a family that was based on love.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, so as I love love. I love the love that I share with my Heavenly Father, because I know that he loves me. He's shown me over and over and over that he loves me. And I'm grateful. I'm thankful for that. I love the love that I share with my wife. That's good. That's love. That's yes.
Amen.
God said it's not good that the man should be alone. He knew the one that I needed.
That's right.
And he put us together.
Yes, he did.
Then, but the question, I guess, that some of us would wonder, if God wanted a family and he wanted his family based on love, then why did he make hell? Hell was originally created for fallen angels. But because man seemed like we wanted so badly to be a part of their group, he just had to, he made way that man would be able to go there also. And the thing about it is also, a part of that is also love. In order for love to be proven, there has to be some kind of test. You don't know that love is really real love unless there's something else there, unless there's an option. The reason I proposed to my wife and was willing to marry her is because there were a lot of other guys there that I knew. They were trying to talk to her, they were trying to win her affection, her attention, and everything else, but she didn't go for it. The test was there that she did love me. And so I could be confident in that because of all the other options that she had. Now we can say that we love God, but if there's nothing to test that love, no challenge or anything, how do we then, how is it known that we actually love God? So he gave only one thing, just don't eat from that tree. That was the only test that man had. Don't eat from that tree in the midst of the garden. And we failed. When I say we, because we were all in Adam at the time. And as a result, there is the punishment for the failure of the test. Now we got to understand that God did not desire man to go to hell.
That's right.
He even gave all kind of warnings against it. But it seems like man just insisted that, no, I don't care. I want these other things that are a part of what we call life. We consider them more desirable than the love of God. So if he gave us the choice, then if we go, it's not really God's choice that we go to hell, it's our own choice. We have the choice between the two. God has warned us, especially this generation, in the last days, where he said, he talked about how there would be floods, and we see floods like has not been for generations. There would be earthquakes. We see earthquakes around the world like there has not been for generations. We see firestorms like we have not seen for generations. All these things God warned us so that we would turn to him and turn away from the things that would lead to hell. And if we think it's bad now, Revelation chapter 8. And I give this here today. Well, I should say God gives it as a warning to us, because it's not his desire. It's not God's desire that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 8, when it talks about the trumpets that are going to sound in the last days. Verse 7. Says the first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. God is warned, this is going to happen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be here when that happens. I'm looking for and praying for the return of Jesus any day now. Amen. That's my heart's desire. I want to be a part of that family that God created to share his love. Then after that, verse 8, the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. My brothers, my sisters, just like the floods and the earthquakes and firestorms that we see are here now, like it was declared was going to be, these other things are going to be also.
It's true.
And all the time that is going on, God is loving us and saying, no, turn away from the evil, because I have much greater, much blessed things for you. But it's your choice. It's not just left up to him. You have a choice in it. Verse 12. No, I skipped the third one. Verse 10. The third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Do you know that there was what we call a meteorite, however you want to do it, that fell in Russia, and they called it wormwood. And it poisoned much of the water that's there, and many people died from drinking the water that was there in Russia. And that was just recently that that happened. God gave the warning beforehand, and he is constantly warning us about things. Chapter 9.
I skipped 12.
And the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the light. A third of the day is going to be dark. Much darker than it is now. And John says, and I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpets of the three angels who are about to sound. In other words, John was saying, you think that was something that you've seen already. Look out, because you got something much worse than what you've already seen coming. Now, you look at the news, and you see they show these floods, they show these fires, and here in America, most of it seems to be out in the California area, but you got the tornadoes and stuff that are even in the mid-states and all like that. This is going to get worse, my brothers and sisters. And God is warning us that it's going to get worse so that we will turn and get wholeheartedly with him. As our sister warned, it's not just about being religious.
Right.
It's about being for real with God, seeking him with your heart to you and your family, those that have families. I knew he didn't like it.
The clock is not supposed to start now.
I knew he didn't like this.
Guess who doesn't want this message?
Go. Okay.
You want a flashlight?
Those are stuff.
That would be good. Yes. Thank you.
In the beginning.
Okay. Like me, that's what you're saying. Okay, chapter 9. First one.
Yes, sir.
What's that?
He said, finish the message.
Okay, I'm going, yes. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star falling from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and the smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth. Now, these are locusts. That's usually part of what they eat. Don't harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Now, can you imagine having to deal with this for 5 months? Their torment was like the torment of scorpions who, when it strikes a man. In those days, they will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. You're suffering so much that you want to die, but can't. God is giving us warning, my brother and my sister, against these things. Okay? Then, verse 13, the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, and saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates. So the four angels which had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. A third of mankind would be killed. Now, the number of the army of horsemen was 200 million. China has that many in their army right now, today. Thus I saw the horsemen in the vision who sat on those that sat and had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses was like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed. And by the fire of smoke and brimstone came out of their mouth. So this is, but the rest of mankind, verse 20 says, were not killed by these plagues, but they did not repent. Now, can you imagine seeing all these things going on and still not changing your actions or your way of thinking about dealing with things? And you wonder, well, if God is love, then why would he make hell? Well, because with all of this going on, people still aren't repenting.
That's right.
They're still committing the sins and they're murdering each other while you got all these other murders and stuff going on. They're still stealing and everything else. from each other. All right? But who was going to be spared from all of this? Well, I'll tell you who.
Thanks, God.
Amen. Who's going to be spared?
Who's going to be spared? The one with the light from God.
Yes. First off, from Matthew 7:21, those that do the will of the Father, they're going to be spared. We are going to be spared. Also, those who are ready and waiting the return of Jesus are going to be spared.
Hallelujah.
Those who are followers of God and who walk in love. That's one of the main things, walk in love. And those who purify themselves through faith in Jesus and through his blood are going to be spared from all these things that are going to happen. But you know, after all of those things, and after Jesus has come back, and those things have happened, when he comes back to take his people away, I believe it's going to be for a period of 3.5 years, some say 7. I'm not for arguing about it, as long as I get out of here.
Amen.
That's the only thing that matters.
Just be ready.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. Then he's going to come back with his people to reign on the earth for 1,000 years. And you know, the good part about it is we won't have to worry about death or sickness and disease or any of that.
Hallelujah.
When we come back. But we'll be here to try to help those that were left to try to learn how to walk in the things of God the way that they should. And after that 1,000 years is done, Satan will be bound for that 1,000-year period. Then he's going to be released, and he's going to try it again, and there's going to be people that are going to turn to him again. And after that, we will all be brought before the judgment seat of God, and we'll find out what our eternity will be. So, Revelation 21, and here's to me the great part about it. Because remember, this whole thing started because God wanted a family. God wanted some to love him, to love each other. That was the whole purpose of him starting mankind. And so after all of these things, the earth, the heavens and the earth were destroyed. But he says in 21 verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first heaven, first earth had passed away. And there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard aloud a voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God.
Hallelujah.
And God will wipe away, and listen, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. It'll be the way that God wanted and intended for it to be in the first place. He'll have a family that's there, that's happy, that's walking in love towards each other, that's not having to go through any of the suffering and stuff that we're going through today. But you have to make a choice for yourself as to which one you want. You can have that part that God created us for in the beginning, or you can, the only other side is eternity in hell. So it's your choice, all right? So we have this new heaven and this new earth. And verse 5, then, he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, talking to John, he said, write these words, are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
Hallelujah.
Family. God wants family. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, my brother, my sister, this is just to say, you have a choice in this.
Yes.
What do you want? I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that new heaven and that new earth that he creates, where all this negative stuff is done away with.
Yes.
Where I can walk with all of my brothers and sisters in the love that God created us to enjoy, where I can know my Father and know his love.
Yes.
Just as he intended it from the beginning. So, you have to make up your mind, if you have not already. You have to make up your mind, because what we're living in now is not what God desired for us from the beginning. He has a much better plan, all right? So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask right now, because Jesus was not ashamed for you. In fact, he hung naked on a cross so that he could save you from what we were all headed for. So I'm going to ask right now if there's anyone here who has not accepted Jesus as your Savior. And you're saying, I don't want to be a part of that suffering and all the things that are going to be a part of the end times. I want to receive all that Jesus paid the price for me. If you have not done that and you want to do that now, and you're not ashamed to say, I want what Jesus paid for me, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. Anyone? If you've done it in the past and say, and I realize I turned away, but I want to be restored. I did that myself one time. I had been a part of the body and just got pulled away. And I had to come back up and rededicate myself. And I thank God that I did, because it has never been the same since then. So, does anyone that needs to rededicate? All right. Well, we're going to pray. We're going to Pastor Roy, Brother Mike. You have anything that you want to? Well, Father, we do thank you. Thank you today, Lord, for loving us so much that you have done all that you have done. So much that you gave your only begotten Son that we would not perish but have everlasting life. What love, dear God. What measure of love. Help us, Lord, to show our appreciation for that love, not in a religious way, but in a true and godly way. Help us, Lord. Help us to love you and to love one another as you have shown us how to love. And we give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you praise. As we prepare to leave this place and go to our destinations, we ask that you would see us safely there. Thank you that you've given your angels even charge concerning us to watch over us. and to keep us. We give you glory, praise, honor, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.